Hello guys, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, all on the family. But God began to deal with us, we realized something. We're reaching thousands with our seminars, but we can reach millions with our radio program. We're having some great feedback, so we want to encourage today. If this program has helped you in any way, if you've got something out of it, give us a call. Drop us a line, send us a note, email us, and let us know how it's helped you. God told us years ago that we would be doing this in the last days and said our ministry would restore hope in the lives of families through the knowledge of the Word of God. It's the Word of God that changes people, puts hope back in you, man. God can do all kinds of great things. Part the Red Sea and raise the dead. He can save a marriage. He can save a family. He can help you with your parenting, help you with your money. It is the Word of God. So this program is just based on that alone. It's restoring hope in the lives of families through the knowledge of the Word of God. Give us a line and let us know how it's helped you.
You're listening to Joe McGee.
Did you not ever read my scripture? He is the single most beautiful thing I ever made. Now, in fact, the Hebrew word for Lucifer means effeminate. He's downright pretty. You imagine going up to Manhattan, you're pretty. He's pretty, but he's deadly. He's like a coral snake. Now, the reason I'm telling this, if you're going to get a vision for your life, a devil has one weapon. He's going to lie to you. You're too dumb. Too old, you're too uneducated, too stupid, too fat, you're too alone. Shut up. I'm a child of God. I'm the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and everything I set in my hand to prosper. Angels camp around about me everywhere I go. I am surrounded with a shield of divine favor. I have the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God. You got to start saying what God says. God's word works only one way, and it has to be spoken.
You are listening to Joe McGee. He'll be right back with more of today's message. But first, we'd like to tell you about this month's life-changing offer for your family. When you call and give a gift of $35 or more to help Joe continue to reconcile families across this nation, Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you a special radio package. It's called Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. This set includes three audio messages that are thought-provoking and funny, a couple of prayer reminders, and 31 teaching cards to help you and your kids build a strong marriage and family. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Your support goes to help grow the outreach of Joe McGee Ministries. Joe uses a laugh and learn approach that removes barriers and provides a refreshing point of view and a new hope for your marriage and family. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Now, here's Joe.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, I'm going to teach you what I've taught my kids this morning. It's a whole seminar that I made for them, and I'm going to give you the shortened version of it because I want my kids to grow up and leave home and stay gone. And if you come back, bring food, a good report, a check, and don't spend the night. Now, everybody laughs when I say that, but I'm real serious about it, really, to be honest with you, because we came from really big families, my wife and I, and eventually the whole idea is you go and launch you. But I got to make sure I launch you the right way. And I realize the two biggest things in getting them launched and keeping them launched is, number one, what are you doing? Where are you going? You need a vision. Vision's critical. Vision's critical. Who are you? What are you doing here? Where are you going? Number one, you need a vision. Number two, once you get a vision, you're going to have to pray it to pass. So number one, you need to know who you are, what you're doing here. Number two, you'll need to pray that to pass because there is some opposition. Even Jesus had a vision for his life. You read in Hebrews, it said he left his glory in heaven, took on the body of a man, and came to earth. Jesus knew where he came from. In Luke 2:49, Mary and Joseph had lost him for 3 days on a caravan and found him down there at the temple. And they said, what are you doing? Where have you been? Man, we couldn't find you. And Jesus answered as an age 12-year-old boy. And he said, well, I don't know about you. I need to be about my Father's business. In other words, he said, I not only know where I came from, I know why I'm here. And Hebrews 12 said Jesus endured the cross for the joy sitting in front of him. He knew where he was going. Jesus Christ, Son of God, knew where he came from, what he was doing here, and where he was going. He had a vision for his life. But even though he had a vision, he had great opposition because the devil will oppose the vision that God's given for your life. Psalms 139, verse 15 and 16 said, all the days of your life and my life are written down in a book in heaven before we were ever conceived. God saw us coming, has a plan for your life. I don't care what your parents told you, well, you were kind of an accident. We weren't expecting you. You did not shock God when you popped out. No angel came into heaven and said, Father, we got a problem. We got a baby down there. We didn't know we were going to be here. and they want to know what they're supposed to do. And God says, well, I don't know. I wasn't expecting them either. Just tell them to hang on till I come get them, I guess. I don't know. No, God's a little more detailed than that. Years ago, there was a great preacher here in Tulsa told a story about time, how time, there's no time in heaven. Heaven's an eternal place. God's an eternal God. And to illustrate it, he said, if I can take you out on the parking lot and give you a .22 rifle and let you lift that rifle up there, if you could fire a bullet out of that rifle, if that bullet traveled at the speed of light, 186,000 miles a second, if that bullet left that barrel at the speed of light, it would circle the entire earth seven times, come across the top of your head before you could ever get your finger off that trigger. Boom. It just circled there seven times, came across the top of your head. That's how fast light is. Well, NASA discovered years ago that at the speed of light, time ceases to exist. There is no time at the speed of light. If we could send an astronaut out into space at the speed of light, he can go 40 years out, 40 years back at the speed of light. When he gets back to Earth, we're going to be 80 years older. He won't be a day older because time ceases to exist at the speed of light, which is why the Bible says that God is light. There's no time in heaven. God's not panicked. He's not looking at a clock, a watch, or a calendar. God knows all, sees all, plans all. The days of my life were numbered. The hairs of my head were numbered. God is an all-knowing God. Now, he won't reveal that to me unless I ask him, and that is the situation. So I realized something from my kids. You need to know who you are and what you're doing here. And so I remember years ago we would bring them to the house during Christmas and back when they were leaving home and still in college. And I remember we brought them one year before we ate dinner. I set them down at the kitchen table. I gave everyone a blank piece of paper and a pencil. I said, what are we doing? I'm going to have you do something here today before we eat dinner. What is it? Well, I'm going to plant a vision in you. A what? A vision. Just shut up a minute and I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Number one, I'm going to give you six words. This is a $1,500 secular seminar that they stole from the Bible. They've come to Tulsa several times. It's $1,500. They're at the Mabee Center. And it's a leadership seminar. And they answer six questions. Who, what, where, how, why, when. They're going to try to secularly put a vision into you to go do something. Well, God already has a plan for you to do something. We just don't know it because the devil's lied to us. And so I put the paper down. Okay, first word, who. Here's a blank piece of paper. You have 2 minutes, 120 seconds to write down on that piece of paper who you are. Do not put your name on that paper. I know your name. I named you. I want you to tell me who you are. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established. So I want you to give me three scriptures that telling me who you are. Well, they just stare like, well, can we use our Bible? I don't care what you use, but you're running out of time. We're down to a minute and a half. Who are you? And I realized, trying to show them, if you don't know who you are, you're one frustrated individual. You're mad at everybody. Everybody else is your problem. If it wasn't for my boss, I'd be something. If it wasn't for my coach, I'd have been something. If it wasn't for my parents, I'd have been something. If it wasn't for the government, I'd be something. If it wasn't for the taxes, I'd have something. If it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for everybody else, I'd be fine. Because every time you open your mouth, you are gum flapping about somebody else. That's why you're not doing good. Sound like a turkey, doesn't it? Anyhow. After the first piece of paper, the who, I hand him the next piece of paper, the what. Okay, here. You have another 2 minutes. What are you doing here? You invited us to dinner. No, I don't mean at my house. What are you doing on this planet? Well, you and Mom wanted to have us. No, trust me, you were not on our mind. You were a surprise. We were not thinking about you. What are you doing on this planet? Next piece of paper, where are you going? When do you plan to arrive? How do you plan to get there? Well, it messed with them the first time we did it. And then after we finished, which took about, 12, 15 minutes, I gathered the papers back. I handed them one more piece of paper, which is just a blank 8.5x11 piece of paper with five blank columns on it. Now that you know who you are and what you're doing here, where you're going, when you plan to arrive, how you're going to get there, write me a five-year vision. I want a one-sentence statement in the fifth column. Where are you going to be 5 years from now? Where will you be 5 years from now? One sentence. I don't want a paragraph. Write me down one sentence. Well, how are we supposed to know? Well, God said that he'd order your steps, direct your paths. God's in all truth. Show you things to come. You're his sheep. He's your shepherd. He hear your voice. It's like, and all of a sudden they're just looking like, well, that's just what they say in church. That is what they say in church. You're supposed to be listening and writing it down. God is your God. He has a plan for your life. He's trying to bring it to pass. Are you working with him or not? And so write me down a sentence. So what if it's not God? Then we'll all find out. That was a stupid statement. That wasn't God. But you cannot steer a car that's not moving. So let's start moving. I plan to go here. If it's not God, he'll tell me tonight. I tell him Proverbs 6:20, God said he'll talk to you when you go to sleep. If you're such a doofus when you're awake, he'll wait till you go to sleep and he'll talk to you. It's in the Bible. If you're going to be there in 5 years, where are you going to be in 4 years? What? Well, if you're going to be here in five, where will you be in four? Same place? I mean, are you making any progress? Well, I don't know. Well, give me something. Write it down. We're not eating dinner. Do you finish this? If you're going to do that in four, where are you going to be in three, two? And then next year, tell me where you're going to be a year from now. And they wrote it down. Give me your papers. Let's go eat dinner. We're going to have a great time. It's Christmas time. I got some great presents for you. We're going to laugh. And we're going to roast some marshmallows and play some games. We're going to have a good time. Next Thanksgiving, they came to the house. All but one was at college in Tennessee. And they came to the house. We're eating Thanksgiving dinner. And we're sitting there saying, guys, one more month, we're getting together again. Yeah, dead for Christmas. No, the vision thing. Remember, a year ago, you told me where you're going to be in a year, and we've got a month left, and I'm excited to hear your report of what progress you've made. You got two of them said they got to get, I don't even remember what I wrote down. What did I write down? I don't remember what it was. And I did this to teach them a lesson. If you are not on purpose, focused, chasing something, it's not going to happen. There's no such thing as luck, good or bad. There's God who loves us, the devil who hates us. We're in the middle. Which kingdom are we serving? And so I made him write that down. And so over the years, I began to tell him, where there's no vision, Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. This church that we're sitting in this morning exists because one man had a vision. When he had no staff, no money, he had something very simple. He had a vision that God gave him that he was to build and pastor a church. He didn't have a name yet. If you drove by this years ago, it was a cow pasture. There was nothing here. But a man had a vision to build it. We're sitting in it this morning. Nobody got lucky. Somebody had a vision. Had to overcome stuff. Believe God for stuff. Rebuke the devil. You understand? We had to get a team. This didn't just happen. We live in an incredible city, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, years ago, there was nothing here. You know, we grabbed all the Indians in the southeast, Andrew Jackson, and we shoved them all out here on the Indian territory. Andrew Jackson had one hope, that they'd just kill each other off. They didn't. They struck oil and messed everything up. I shortened that up, but it's in there. Anyhow, Tulsa's a blessed city. You know, first the Frisco line came out in the 1800s, and cattle, and man, all of a sudden, people started moving out here, and people came to Oklahoma from the East Coast. Why would you leave a beautiful place on the East Coast with street lamps and paved streets and come out here? Because people had a vision to do something better, for a better life. They wanted to start something, build something, plant something. The Oklahoma Land Run, people wanted their own land. They wanted something better. Vision drove people to come to the state.
Today, Joe brings you a message that will have you rolling with laughter and thinking about how God designed us to be relational from the very beginning of life. Start today to fight and overcome the tough challenges of marriage. But before we get into today's message, I want to let you know about this month's great radio offer. When you call and give a gift of $35 or more to help Joe continue to fight to reconcile families across this nation, Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you a special radio package. It's called Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. The set includes three audio discs, messages that will guide you on building a better marriage, two cards designed to help remind you each day to pray for your spouse, and you'll also get a set of 31 Telling Your Children the Truth scripture cards. All three of these powerful items are designed to help you discover how you can build a strong family with joy, love, and the truth of God's Word. To get your Marriage Building 101 Essential Set, simply call us toll-free 1-800-482-5862. That number again is 1-800-482-5862. Be sure to tell the operator that you want the Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Now, here's Joe with today's biblical message on why it's not good to be alone.
I don't care what the devil's saying through the news. We live in the place where people still want to come. It started really nasty, in case you don't remember your history lesson. People crossed the ocean in a skanky boat. Nasty thing, throwing up. Got over here and hit the shore. Why? Because things were bad in Europe. They wanted freedom. They had a vision for a better life, to build a better thing, to have freedom for their own kids. And they came here to build a country. All of a sudden, things got to going real good, and the king of England decided, no, y'all getting too big for your britches. We're going to start taxing you more. Well, no, that's not right. You know, we're already paying a lot of taxes. No, we're going to tax you more. And so basically we rebelled. And so 13 colonies that did not like each other, that's why there were 13, you know. The people that lived in South Carolina were down there because they didn't like the people in New York. People in Rhode Island because they didn't like the people in South Carolina. We were in separate colonies because I don't like you. I want to live here. Good. But then we got attacked by the most powerful nation on the face of the planet. We decided maybe we ought to get together. And a vision brought us together. A vision of what? Number one, survive and to build a country. 1776, we write that thing called a constitution. We get us a flag and we become a nation. And we don't even have an army. We have to get one. And so we're fighting the most powerful army on the planet, England. But we had enough sense to not wear a red jacket and stand in the middle of a cow pasture. We wore coonskin stuff laid behind a tree with a long rifle. And that's why we're here today and they're not. It's in your history. Incredible story. Anything worthwhile today that you see or read about exists because somebody had a vision to do it. Nobody got lucky. Well, they got lucky. No, they didn't. There's no such thing as luck. There's God and there's the devil and there's us. There are only two kingdoms on this planet. One's going to heaven, one's going to hell. Make sure you're in the right one. And so when my kids were coming up, well, what's going on, Dad? I said, babe, listen to me. You're on an alien planet, okay? You're not home. We're going home. You are behind enemy lines. We have been taken out of a nasty kingdom, put into God's kingdom. We've been given armor because we're expected to use it. We are storming the gates of hell, not hiding under our bed. Halloween is a lie from the devil. Lucifer is the single most beautiful creature God has ever made. Nothing exists more beautiful than Lucifer. Bible. The archangel, the anointed archangel, the single most perfect in beauty. Yet Halloween's going to... Every devil you've ever seen like got a bad head and warts and a big nose. It's a lie. John 10:10, Lucifer, the devil, is a liar. The kings of the earth will stand at the judgment and ask God, is that the devil? And God's going to say, yes. Where's his horns? His what? His horns. He doesn't have any horns. Where's his tail? His what? Where's his tail? He doesn't have a tail. Where's the warts and the stuff and the eyeballs hanging out? Did you not ever read my scripture? He is the single most beautiful thing I ever made. Now, in fact, the Hebrew word for Lucifer means effeminate. He's downright pretty. You imagine going up to Manhattan, you're pretty. He's pretty, but he's dead and he's like a coral snake. Now, the reason I'm telling this, if you're going to get a vision for your life, a devil has one weapon, he's going to lie to you. You're too dumb. You're too old, you're too uneducated, too stupid, too fat, you're too alone. Shut up, I'm a child of God. I'm the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and everything I set in my hand to prosper. Angels camp around about me everywhere I go. I am surrounded with a shield of divine favor. I have the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God. You gotta start saying what God says. God's word works only one way, and it has to be spoken. The devil's not afraid of me. I'm born again in spirit filled, and I'm going to heaven. It does not scare him. I got scripture inside of me. That doesn't scare him. Scripture coming out of my mouth, that scares him. That terrifies him. He will flee as in sheer terror when I begin to speak what God says. Do you understand that? That's why let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things that be not as though they are. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the storm. Speak to the devil. But if you don't know the word of God, you'll just cry to God. And God's not moved by pity. He's only moved by faith. Hebrews says, without faith, we don't please God. Without faith, 1 Peter 5, we don't whip the devil. So I saw my kids. I love my kids. They're all talented, different, got different gifts and abilities, and they're getting ready to leave home. I said, listen, guys, if you don't get in the Word of God, if you're not in church, if you're not listening to your pastor, if you're not hanging out and visiting, volunteering, paying your tithe, hell's coming. Because we're not home. We're on an alien planet. When Adam and Eve sinned, listen, you know Adam and Eve? You remember Genesis 1, 2, 3? Everything was wonderful. Great neighborhood. Great economy. Great climate. Clothes were cheap. It was an incredible place. And the devil came to them and lied to them. Are you sure God's good? I don't think God's that good. I think God's got something better. He's hanging out on him. So they began to, Lucifer lied to Adam and Eve until he got them to sin. Well, when they sinned, they realized, my goodness, we're buck naked. We need some clothes. God comes walking through the garden. Adam, where are you? Well, they knew where he was. He's trying to get him to respond. Well, I'm over here. What are you doing? I'm hiding. Why are you hiding? Did you eat the fruit I told you not to eat? Who's the woman you gave me? You know, God, me and you, we were good. We've had it made. We had it close. And ever since you brought her into my life's been going downhill ever since she's come into my life. I'm not, that's in there. God comes to the woman. What's your story? Snake. I told you like snakes. You made it. Just snake's fault. Snake's fault. Not my fault. Snake's fault. So every time somebody's in sin, I've done family counsel for years. But one for them, if one for them, one for that, one for that, I'd be fine. Sure, bless your heart, you little five-year-old thumb-sucking. Anyhow. And so I tell them, when Adam sinned, Satan became the god of this planet. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this planet. Jesus is my Lord, but he's not Lord over this planet. If Jesus is Lord over planet Earth, he's doing a sorry job. If that's my God, he's doing a real sorry job, because there's earthquakes and famines and pestilence and disease. Man, if that's all you can do here, it's not too good. I thought you were all powerful. I am. What's going on? I'm not Lord over there. Satan's God of the planet. Little g, temporary. His lease is running out. He knows that's why he's mad. We're going to take it back. Then there'll be a new heaven, new earth. But he has the lease. He got it legally from Adam. That's why God came to the garden and told Lucifer. Now listen, Hoss, I knew this was going to happen in case you think you've done something. I knew what you were going to do. I knew what Adam's going to do. One day I'm going to come in the flesh and I'm going to take this back. The entire Bible is a story about two men, two Adams. First Adam lost it all. Second Adam got it all back.
Joe's going to be back in just a moment with a tool to help you build a God-based, stronger marriage. But before we get to today's final thought and take home, I wanted to let you know about this month's great radio offer. When you call and give a gift of $35 or more to help Joe continue to fight to reconcile families across this nation, Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you a special radio package. It's called Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. The set includes 3 audio discs, messages that will guide you on building a better marriage, 2 cards designed to help remind you each day to pray for your spouse, and you'll also get a set of 31 Telling Your Children the Truth scripture cards. All 3 of these powerful items are designed to help you fight for your own family, to discover how you can build a strong family with joy, love, and the truth of God's Word. To get your Marriage Building 101 Essential Set, simply call us toll-free, 1-800-482-5862. That number again is 1-800-482-5862. Be sure to tell the operator that you want the Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Now, here's Joe with a tool for you to use in your marriage.
You know, one of the things I noticed working as a school administrator for all those years was interaction with the parents. It was odd sometimes to see parents that wanted to live out their lives vicariously through their kids, like their kids are who they were. And they would get upset if they didn't do something a certain way. I remember we dealing with a kid one time who was a great student, really good kid, not a very wealthy family at all. Matter of fact, somewhat poor, and they were coming to a private school, and parents are making sacrifices. The kid's working as well as going to school, trying to pay his tuition. And he just was not good in math. I mean, algebra was just not his deal. Now, you have to have algebra, too, to get into college. So he's making it, just not real good. Now, his father and his grandfather, believe it or not, were engineers, great at math. And so they're putting pressure on, you know, the son and the grandson. You're going to be great at math. You're going to be an engineer. You're going to take over the family firm one day. And you're going to build it up and grow up, make it better, you know. And they'd put the pressure on him. Well, he's struggling in math. He might make a C, might make a D. He's passing. He's not doing good. And the parents would get so upset, and they would yell, and they would get mouthy with him. And I remember the days they would come when the report cards were handed out, and I've seen the father yell at the son on the way out the door, man, what's wrong with you? How come you can't get this? And finally, I realized something. We're having all of our kids come in and take these tests every year to find out their gift. So I remember I'd sit Dad down a couple of times and say, listen, Dad, your kid's a great kid. Got great character, works really hard, does real well, but he's not going to do anything related to math. It is not his gift. Now, we're going to get him to pass algebra 2 so he can get into college, but he's not going to be an engineer. And I said, listen, if your son ever builds a bridge, make sure he puts his name on the end of it, because I'm not going to drive across that bridge, because he stinks at math. He has gifts, math's not one of them. He can still take over your company. He's not going to be the head engineer. He can hire good engineers.
He's great at people skills. He's great at business stuff. He understands all the things that go with running a business, establishing it, growing it. He's just not good at the technical part of it. So quit yelling at him. It took almost a year for that dad to finally back up. Now, what we did with the kid was I said, I'm going to get you some great jobs around businesses. So here's what we're going to do. And he barely had a car he drove, wasn't very good. So every summer I'd get him a job. First we start off as a janitor, then he'd start making copies, then he'd run papers. And I had to move up the food chain. So by the time he went into college, he had a good part-time job with a great local business. By the time he got his four-year degree, he had a name on the office and on the door of the office of that business. Why? We're going to start off where you're good. It's your gift to make room for you, bringing four kings. Parents, unfortunately, try to live out their lives because maybe they missed something. They thought they didn't get something. So they're going to make Junior their riding bull. They're going to ride him. Don't do that. You have your life. They have their life. Each one's gifted differently. You don't get your parents' gifts. You get your gift from God. So parents, quit trying to live your life through your kids. Your job's to launch them out into doing something great, not relive your life for them. Be good for you.
Thanks so much, Joe. If you like what you heard today, call now and become a partner with a gift of $35 or more. Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you the Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. The set includes 3 audio messages that are thought-provoking and funny, a couple of prayer reminders, and 31 teaching cards to help you ultimately build a strong marriage and family. Call now 1-800-482-5862. That's 1-800-482-5862. You can also write Joe at P.O. Box 691-498, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74169. We're excited to hear about all the great things God is going to do in your life as you apply these principles. Join us when Joe continues this Laugh and Learn series on how you need the right tools to build a successful marriage. It's never too late to change your marriage.
Hello, guys. This is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, all on the family. When God began to deal with us, we realized something. We're reaching thousands with our seminars, but we can reach millions with our radio program. We're having some great feedback. So we want to encourage today, if this program has helped you in any way, if you've got something out of it, give us a call. Drop us a line. Send us a note, email us, and let us know how it's helped you. God told us years ago that we would be doing this in the last days. He said our ministry would restore hope in the lives of families through the knowledge of the Word of God. It's the Word of God that changes people, puts hope back in you, man. God can do all kinds of great things. Part the Red Sea and raise the dead. He can save a marriage. He can save a family. He can help you with your parenting, help you with your money. It is the Word of God. So this program is just based on that alone. It's restoring hope in the lives of families through the knowledge of the Word of God. Give us a line and let us know how it's helped you.